I speak in the halls of power, but my voice does not ring true. I have control of millions, but I have no control of you. I climbed so high to find you, but I found Olympus Bear. I had your memory put to death, but I remember you everywhere. They tell me that I look much older now, and that you haven't aged a day. I do my best not to think of you. You do your best to stay away. There's someone in my arms right now, and I hold her very tight. But whenever I relax my grip, I think of you. All night. I spoke in the halls of power, but my voice did not ring true. I had control of millions, but I lost all control of you. I stood atop Olympus while you hid beneath the grass, and I called your name when that bullet came. You whispered mine. At last, I called your name when the bullet came. You whispered mine. At last. Okay, and welcome with that to update number 6. The date is February 8th, 2023, and it is a Wednesday. Okay, obligatory disclaimer, if you're a complete stranger and you don't know who I am, you are free to listen, but I'm making this podcast for people who know me, so it may not be super interesting for the general public. If this is your first episode and you haven't kept up with me since I left Canada, I suggest listening to the first episode before jumping back here, but you know what? Do whatever you want. Okay, so that poem I just read was originally a song. I wrote that a long time ago, and I liked it, but I always felt it was too short. So the original was just that first verse, pretty much as is, followed by a second verse, and then a repeat of the first again. And I just recently, just like in the last week, I started working on this in my head, and it kind of developed in a way that I hadn't intended. And maybe that was because I was listening to a podcast about dictator Nicolae Ceausescu. But just to be clear, the poem is not about him at all. or any literal dictator. Yeah, I'm not even sure I've still got my head around this. I'm not sure this is the final version. And honestly, the fact that it finishes with the assassination of the narrator actually came as a surprise while I was writing the final couple of lines. But anyway, you're not here to listen to me analyze my own verse, I don't think. You are here for art updates, of which this poem is probably not the biggest part. So I recognize that I'm releasing this on a Wednesday again after saying last week that I was aiming for an earlier recording and release schedule. But what I forgot to take into account was that the YTG Winter Show is rehearsing Mondays and Tuesdays for all of February. So it looks like Wednesday is the release date, at least until March, when I'm hoping to switch to a Tuesday and Thursday schedule with YTG until we hit production week. So then I will be aiming for a Monday release, record and release. So let's start with updates about that show. Those are the only updates I think I have this week. If you'll recall, we're working on an update of The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Due to the timing of the recording last week, there have been three rehearsals since then. You may remember I was recording like a couple hours before I was going to be rehearsing. So last week on Wednesday, we did a 4-hour rehearsal. In that session, winter intern Tatiana Reed primarily created a series of dance-like moves to possibly represent a transformation scene for Jekyll and Hyde. But we did decide, we're working on it, we decided it would look better choreographed rather than improvised, and probably with a group of 6 or 7 performers. So she's going to try to work on that with the older students at JDS and get them to dance it so we can see it. And then, you know, we might put them into the show. And of course, you probably don't know, you may not know what I'm talking about when I say JDS. So I guess this is an opportune moment to talk about JDS. So forgive this sidetrack, this rabbit hole. But since a lot of my updates in February and March are going to mention JDS, the JDS building, World Peace Theater, I should probably go into detail about what all that stuff is. JDS stands for Japan Dance School, and the name of the building that they operate out of is called the JDS Building. They alternatively, this is in Kawasaki, by the way, not Yokohama, as many believe, because we work out of there. Anyway, they alternatively go by College JDS and JDS Artworks as well. It's quite confusing. I really don't understand the overlap of names there. And that building, as I said, is the building that YTG, this group that I run to create my theater projects, go back, listen to episode 1 if you don't know what I'm talking about. YTG's operated out of there almost exclusively for the last 10 years. So almost 10 years ago in mid-2013, I was working on a kids' version of Beowulf with another nonprofit group that I used to do stuff for. And this group of dancers joined us on that show to play the various monsters that are in that story. And they were from this dance company called JDS Youth. And they told me that their teacher would be interested in having us rehearse in the space that they rehearsed out of. So keeping a long story short, we started using the JDS venue, the Japan Dance School venue, for both rehearsals and performances from that time on. The building is a 5-story concrete building with the owner's apartment on the top floor, rental units on floors 4 and 3, offices, and a small dance studio. Well, I mean, not by Japanese standards necessarily, but a reasonably sized dance studio on the second floor, and then a tiny dance studio, dressing rooms, storage in the base, and storage in the basement. And on the first floor, there's a good sized gray box, studio theater. The first floor theater, it's called the World Peace Theater, a name which I have learned to live with. JDS is owned and run by a husband and wife team, Noriko and Isamu. Noriko is a former professional dancer who has been running JDS since the 1980s. So they've been extremely generous to us over the last 10 years, especially during the pandemic. They've allowed us to use like the space heavily discounted. They've allowed us to defer payment on rent till after our shows are over. It's something that is. I don't know how common that is elsewhere in the world right now, but that is very unusual in my experience of renting spaces in Japan. So that JDS youth company, those dancers that the group of dancers that I worked with 10 years ago, they're gone. They don't exist anymore. But they're still student dancers, obviously. I've actually previously used JDS students and teachers actually too in of various ages in my shows. So it wouldn't be out of the question to use them for this one. Rabbit hole expedition completed. Back to updates about the winter Jekyll and Hyde show. So that was rehearsal 1. We did a lot of sort of talking about themes and stuff, but that was the sort of concrete work that we did in that rehearsal on our feet. Rehearsal number 2 happened on Monday, and that was reasonably productive. There were 3 of us in the room that day again. So Tatiana, myself, and Sarah, that's sort of the core group that's in the room. Oh, sorry, I guess technically 4, because Sarah's a new mother, so her baby joins us for each rehearsal. So it's worked out well, and although sometimes I really wish we had an extra pair of hands or two, since the baby tends to be quite active in the afternoon. He's at the crawling stages now, so he's mobile. But it's a really nice feeling to have a kid in the room. I don't know. I like it. I like kids. And actually that whole experience... Here we go down another rabbit hole. It actually makes me think about how my outlook on making theater has changed in the last 20 years, which is Ooh, that's a sidebar probably for another day. But just briefly, when I was younger, being like professional and creating a professional environment was really important to me. And like nowadays, while I think it's important to concentrate and show up and work hard in the rehearsal room, I've decided that professional is just a word that means make things easy for powerful or privileged people who have other folks to handle the day-to-day labor of being a human being. So I think a big part of that shift for me, sort of philosophically speaking, in terms of what is a professional, like not quote unquote professional, but like what is a professional working environment? What kind of environment do I want to work in as I work professionally? I think a big part of that has been, that change has been catalyzed by the shift I've made into making collective works as opposed to working on scripted stuff. Just because I think the whole process has opened up quite a bit. And so that leaves room for you to open up and think about how to change the way your rehearsal room and the environment that you rehearse in works. Okay, anyway, so rabbit hole expedition number two completed. Rehearsal two. So we were in the second floor studio. Remember I said there was a second floor dance studio in the building. Rehearsal days are actually right now are alternating between the second floor studio, where we're going to work out a lot of the basics of the scenes. And so they're going to be there on Mondays. And then the first floor studio theater, where we can fire up lights and a projector or two, fog machine, and experiment with how to present the scenes that we've kind of maybe developed a little bit on the second floor, how to present those scenes to an audience, because we don't really have sort of a lot of dedicated time for that. We kind of have to sort of do that development at the same time. So anyway, back in rehearsal two, second floor, we experimented with the idea of a politician's physical manner and their relationships to various parties, culminating with their signing of an order causing something horrific to happen in another country. And this is connected to an idea I think I mentioned in an earlier update about a way of looking at the Jekyll and Hyde story, sort of a little bit less literally. After that, on that day, we were kind of at a loss. So I suggested, look, let's just pick some music and just like move to it. So some music that we felt was sort of Jekyll and Hyde-y, so to speak. So we recorded that, we recorded video for that. And I think we may have found some movement stuff that we can use later on. We certainly used some of it later on that day. And then we reused that music too for a final exercise where we played different versions of Jekyll looking at themselves in a mirror. So the reflection was like another actor. So like a mirror exercise, we sort of took turns and switched in and out and sort of thought about like how Hyde could emerge, right? I'm struggling, by the way, with how much detail I should put into these updates. Like, I think maybe I should just summarize rehearsals very broadly and post photos when they're available on the website, which you can connect to through the show notes for this podcast. If you're listening to it in a podcast player and not on the website. Or I can go into this amount of detail. I know there aren't many people listening because I haven't sort of given this podcast to too many people yet. But if you have strong opinions on this, why don't you shoot me some feedback and give me some idea of what you'd like? Because obviously this kind of detail, as you can see, stretches out the podcast significantly. We're coming up on the 15-minute mark now. Okay, sorry. That's rabbit hole number three. Rabbit hole expedition number three. That's come to an end. Let's talk about the third rehearsal. So third rehearsal was in the big theater space. And it was just actually Tatiana and I in person that day. We had the other three, Sarah, Aisha, and Marie, join us over Zoom. We spent a lot of time playing with sort of projections and fog and experimenting with what kind of atmosphere we could create using the sort of mobile flats that we have available to us in that space and lights, projections, and fog. So for these, it's probably best, you know what, check the show notes and the website and check out the photos. We also experimented on how we could move through the space. I should actually note, just as an aside, that through all of this, Tatiana has been taking incredibly detailed notes and putting them into a rehearsal report, which is super, super helpful, not just for writing these updates that I'm giving to you, but for having an easy to access record of what we discuss each rehearsal and a searchable record of what we discuss each rehearsal. So that's it for the show this week. I think we got off to a pretty great start. Nothing else to report arts-wise this week. I think I managed to get sick again this past weekend, stomach bug this time. So on top of the usual family stuff, I didn't get a lot of creating time. I think that's all I worked on. I've got some photo stuff coming up, but I'll cover that in the next update, because that's at which point it will be in progress. So other than a little bit of poetry revising, I've been focused on the show. No major other updates either. So I'll just leave it there. It's all the same to you. Catch you next Wednesday. Andrew out.